just one, Jackson Memorial, and that is fast becoming a charity hospital under the direction of the Miami University Medical School. We're in a bad condition for a hospital. Bad shape. These privately owned hospitals have their own little group of doctors who are their owners, their sponsors, and their staff. We have a great group of Baptist doctors, other Christian Protestant doctors who just can't get a place to take their patients. We are in a really an emergency situation. Now, in the light of this great need of additional hospital beds and the expressed willingness of the people with substantial means to finance the project, the Miami Baptist Association voted to undertake to raise a minimum of $3 million for the building and the equipping of a general hospital, and to request the Southern Baptist Convention, through its hospital board, to accept the ownership and the management of the hospital. The Board of Missions of Florida, which is the executive board, Baptist Convention, has voted enthusiastically to concur in this request. It is assumed that a minimum of 3 years will be required to conduct a fundraising campaign and develop plans and building of a hospital. At the request of Baptists, Miami Baptist Association, with the approval of the State Mission Board of Florida Baptist Convention, the following proposal is submitted for the consideration of Southern Baptist Convention in session at Kansas City, Missouri. 1. The Miami Baptist Association, with the assistance of friends, propose to furnish free of all encumbrances a suitable building site for a general hospital, having a minimum capacity of 200 beds and other related facilities. 2. To raise a minimum of $3 million to be used in construction and equipment and equipping a modern hospital building. 3. In the event it should be decided to build two buildings in order to provide more adequately for the hospital needs of the people of Miami area, the Miami Baptist Association, with the support of citizens of Dade County, will provide the necessary building sites and the funds for constructing and equipping both hospital buildings. 4. Since it has been definitely established that individuals, corporations, and foundations will not contribute substantial amounts of money toward building and equipping general hospitals unless such hospitals are to be owned and operated by groups with demonstrated ability to successfully operate such hospitals, we respectfully request the Southern Baptist Convention to authorize its hospital board to build and operate a hospital or hospitals in Miami area when the people of that area, under the leadership of the Miami Baptist Association, have made available to the hospital board a suitable site or sites and sufficient funds with which to build and equip a modern hospital or hospitals, with the understanding that said building site or sites will be deeded in fee simple to the Southern Baptist Hospital, a Louisiana corporation, free of all encumbrances, and that funds for building and equipping the hospital or hospitals are made available to the Southern Baptist Hospital Board by the people of Miami through the Miami Baptist Association. 5. It is further proposed that if the Southern Baptist Convention authorizes its hospital board to accept the responsibility of ownership and management of a Baptist hospital or hospitals in Miami area, that the people of that area, under the leadership of the Miami Baptist Association, will provide adequate funds for the building and equipment so that no indebtedness will be incurred by the Southern Baptist Convention or its hospital board in accepting such responsibilities. 6. Last, this proposal is presented with the understanding that it is to be considered and acted upon by the convention with a framework within the framework of the business and the financial plan, which requires convention approval in 2 sessions. This is respectfully submitted by your committee. I move you, sir, that it be adopted.
Motion's made and second. Time for discussion is up. Time has arrived for another order.
I move to extend this, sir, Mr. Chairman.
How much?
10 minutes if necessary.
Motion's made that time be extended 10 minutes if necessary. Is there a second?
Second.
Dr. Tripp.
Vote on it.
Vote. Many yes favor the extension of time. Will indicate it by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed will say no.
So ordered.
I think I have covered it, except to try to answer any questions that you would have in mind. If you have none. No, sir. No, sir, you're not. I would like to yield a part of my time, if I can, to some of the other men who are here, but I'll try to answer any other question.
Recognize Dr. Newton, who's called.
Brother President and brethren, I guess that if I was trying to pick out a man in the Southern Baptist Convention that I would always want to agree with would be Roy Angel, because he is one man, when he takes me fishing, not only takes me to a good place, but shows me the plugs that they will take, as the record will reveal. Well, Brother President, may I just ask a question, and then reluctantly I want to make a motion, please. Here we are as a convention this morning confronted with a situation which is really unique. All of us appreciate thoroughly and sincerely the fact that Brother Angel and these other friends in Miami have brought to us a proposal which undoubtedly has within its possibilities tremendous service to the kingdom of God. That we deeply appreciate. But isn't it a rather unique situation that this convention is asked to approve a matter of tremendous proportions and implications when its own agency in that field has not considered the matter and does not make any recommendation to the convention? We are left here this morning in a situation where our hearts pull us one way, certainly mine does, for anything that Roy Angel proposes has my personal, immediate, affectionate consideration. We are pulled by a sense of wanting to see something good done by our hearts. On the other hand, we are reminded that this convention is being asked to approve something here this morning, which does involve a tremendous obligation. And our agency charged in that field of operation does not make any recommendation on the matter. We have also to remember, Brother President and brethren, that in Jacksonville, where we entered upon a hospital venture as the Southern Baptist Convention and had it written into the record as the annual reveals that this convention would have no financial obligation in the matter of the development of that property that we now have been called upon and have assumed $1,800,000 in the building of the Jacksonville Hospital. That was in writing and is in the annual record. So that when you start talking about building a hospital, you're talking about something that is tremendously expensive. And though our dear friend reminded us just now that hospitals are money-making institutions, if you will look at your report on the Jacksonville Hospital, you find that in these months of its operation, we have a deficit of some $60,000 in operation. Now, I beg you, brethren, to let's look this thing in the face and see what we're doing and try to act with a due consideration of its merit at the same time of our responsibility as messengers. Therefore, I move, Brother President, and I say this, I do it reluctantly, I move that this convention refer this matter to its executive committee for consideration with its hospital board before the convention is asked to take an action of such tremendous importance.
Hear the motion to refer. Is there a second?
Many ask a question that I don't want to speak to the motion to refer, but I'd like to answer his question before he made his motion to refer. He made a statement and asked a question why this had not been presented to the board. I'd like to answer his question.
I think, in fairness, without objection, we'll be glad to have Dr. Angel answer the question.
We have had Dr. Frank Tripp down to Miami to talk to Mr. Arthur Vining Davis. The conference lasted an hour and was a very satisfactory conference. Mr. Davis did not make his proposition to us in time for Dr. Tripp to call his board together and have them consider it. We only have the state convention's approval of it 2 weeks ago. We have not had time to get this before that board, but Dr. Frank Tripp has been to Miami for two trips, take into consideration, is entirely familiar with the whole thing and heartily in favor of it. He is sitting here, he could answer for himself. That's an answer to Dr. Louis Newton's question of why the board didn't bring it.
Thank you, Dr. Angel.
Mr. President, a motion to refer.
It's not debatable. Motion to refer is debatable only as to propriety of reference and to the character of the committee.
Yes.
If you wish to say something about that, Dr. Barton.
I want to say that a motion to refer is not debatable as to the merits of the question. It is debatable as to the wisdom of the reference. I didn't mean to explode this thing because I'm in favor of this movement. I doubt the wisdom of reference because we can adjust this so as the convention will not have any responsibility in the matter until those conditions down there are fulfilled, if that isn't adjusted. I wish you would vote down the motion to refer and let's finish it here.
The time is up for discussion. As many as favor referring the matter to the executive committee, will let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed would say no.
No.
No seem to have it.
Now, you got any more time?
No, sir. The time is up.
No, I've been extended by the chairman.
Many as favor then the original motion, will let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed will say no.
No.
The original motion seems to be lost. Will you vote again, or will you stand? As many, just a moment, let's find out what we're voting on. Just a moment, brethren, we're all here.
We're dealing with a matter here that has tremendous potential. Could we have another 5 minutes for a further explanation?
I'll make that motion. Mr. President, we're dealing with a great matter financial and a great matter in importance. We mustn't be in a hurry. I move we extend the time 5 or, if necessary, 10 minutes more till this can be adjusted. Let's do that.
Second motion.
Motion's made and second. Extend the time 5 minutes or, if necessary, 10 minutes more. Many as favor the motion when indicated by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed will say no. Time is extended, and the question is upon the adoption of the original motion.
We urge you to give consideration to the adoption of this motion. Before anything can be done, this convention must approve in 2 annual sessions. Before we come back with the definite proposal, we will have worked out with our hospital commission and with our executive committee. We do need your approval. We've got the possibilities of the greatest benefactor for the causes of Christ as Baptists stand for within our grasp. We need your help. It's not going to cost you one dime. Brethren, help us. We need your help.
Dr. Pierce.
Mr. President, I am reminded from the standpoint of our past experiences, not only with hospitals but some other things, the person who said that he could handle his enemies but he needed help from his friends. Now, I do believe that it is one thing for us to initiate a project of our own that we genuinely believe is needed and pertinent, and have a person to come in and to offer several million dollars on that situation. I believe it is entirely different for someone to offer us something to get us into a project that past experience proves they do not always take care of. But may I read to you an action that this convention took in 1949. On page 47 of the 1949 proceedings, for that as a general policy, hospitals should be owned and operated by state conventions and local associations rather than acquiring additional hospitals to be operated by the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, it does not say that we will not. It says as a general policy, and it does seem to me that since this is an action of our convention, that at least a matter of this kind should be studied for another year. If not, at least should be postponed here. I earnestly hope that we will vote down this motion.
Brother President, we have another minute.
Dr. Tripp.
I would like to make further explanation regarding the hospital board's position on this matter. As Dr. Angel has explained, they did not have their proposal in line for presentation to the board because the very generous gift had not been made in time to do so. And I would like to say here, my friends, we are dealing with one or more individuals who are in position. And I'm not making a commitment, and as Dr. Angel said, we have some things we cannot say here. I regret that we can't. But who are in position to do one of the most tremendous things financially for an agency of this convention that we have ever had under consideration. If the hospital board were in session today, this would be their position. We are an agency of the convention. We will carry out the instructions of the convention, and we will operate within the authority given by the convention. Your hospital board is not going to initiate any other hospital projects. We are your servants. And I am confident that if this convention votes today to authorize us to build a hospital in Miami, when the people of Miami have provided the money with which to build and equip it, that your board will be very happy to do so.
Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, all we have to do is...
Mr. recognize the gentleman right here.
Harvey Morris.
All right.
Harvey Morris.
My fellow Baptists, if you turn down this motion today, I regret to say the only people in Miami who will be happy will be our Roman Catholic friends. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ and the cause of Southern Baptists that you vote yes to this motion and that we can go back to our Baptist brethren and say, Southern Baptist helped us in this great outpost of denominational life where we are in contention with the great forces of Latin America and Roman Catholicism. One of our Baptist doctors, because he spoke in favor of the hospital, was given to understand in a few days afterward by Mercy Hospital that he could not bring his patients there any longer. I come asking you, in the name of Christ and our great denomination, that you give us, we beg you give us, your support.
Mr. Chairman.
Gentlemen to my right.
Just a brief remark. As a pastor in Miami, former South Carolina, it's Luther Knight, I've known Baptists to have a lot of enthusiasm for a lot of things. But I've never known Baptists in a place to have greater enthusiasm for anything than the Baptists in Miami are for a Baptist hospital in that great city. You help us to save Miami, and we'll help to save the South and the nation. People are coming back from all over America, and we feel that if the Baptists in Miami can make as great impact upon the people coming as we should, we'll go a long way toward bringing the kingdom of God to all the people of this nation. Stand by us at this great meeting.
Mr. President.
Hello, Walker, from California.
I'm about as far away from Miami as you can be. But as one who worked on a hospital project and saw it defeated by a group that's just mentioned here, I'm in favor of approving this proposition from Miami.
Mr. President.
Just a moment.
Chairman,
I'm Gentleman,
Gasser. From California. I believe we owe about $3 million on hospitals. I don't want to be put in the line of opposing any good cause, but I believe before we proceed further, we must have far more reason than to be fearful that we might make our Catholic friends happy if we fail. We'll make them much happier if we get in a debt and have to retard mission program. And I plead with you to be cautious at this point. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and win them to Christ and build churches and do the best we can in this hospital situation. But watch these bets. $3 million is enough.
Mr. Chairman, I wouldn't commit this convention for money for anything in the world. It's uncertain. I think the conditions expressed in the proposition are safe, but I'm going to move that we look with favor upon this offer from Miami and that instruct the executive board and the hospital commission when the funds are in hand and they're satisfied that the cash is ready to do the work, that the executive committee will be authorized to go ahead with it. I so move.
There's a motion before the House. Do you wish to amend it?
The business and financial
motion is...
I move that as an amendment to the motion to adopt, Mr. Chairman. I think it's an order as an amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I call your attention to the fact that the business and financial plan states that it must be acted on favorably for two successive years, and the convention and the motion itself calls for that. So that's not the
amendment. Convention business and financial plan. demands, requires that it be acted on two successive sessions.
This would be one if you authorize the executive committee.
You are now, then, if you vote on the amendment, authorizing the first reading, so to speak. Do we understand? If you look with favor or if you vote for the amendment, was the amendment seconded? You're now considering the amendment Dr. Barton has just made.
Brethren,
that I don't know what you want to do about this time, but you've taken 22 minutes now and the time is up again.
Time is over.
I want to ask. Time is over.
Mr. Chairman, I move an extension of 5 minutes. We are not ready to vote.
Motion made to extend the time yet 5 minutes. Is there a second? Many as favor indicated by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed would say no.
No.
I believe, brethren, the chair is in doubt. Will you? Just a moment. Will you please vote by standing? If you have favor of extending the time 5 minutes, will you please stand to your feet? You may be seated. Time is extended 5 minutes. What? As many as are of contrary mind, will you stand? Time is extended 5 minutes. The question is on the amendment. Dr. Barton.
Brother Chairman, I would like to ask a question. The amendment that Dr. Barton has made, to me, sounds just like the original motion. Would you clear it up for my...
I will withdraw.
Beg your pardon.
I will withdraw.
Dr. Jones from South Carolina.
I'll withdraw the amendment. I don't think it would commit the convention unless conditions were met, but I'll withdraw it, brethren, think it's the same as the other.
If by common consent we can accept the withdrawal, it is withdrawn. Dr. Jones speaking to the original motion.
I'm S.H. Jones of South Carolina. I resolved that I would not speak for this convention against any motion that my brethren presented, but I call your attention to the fact that we are just about to be stampeded into committing this convention to a project of major proportions. Regardless of the merits of the proposition or the vast opportunity of service, and certainly without regard to the emotional element that's been injected with reference to our position in Miami, I'd be opposed to the convention's taking action under these conditions. We'll be making a mistake regardless of the merits of the matter. Can we not have time to give due deliberation to a matter of this importance? Or must we stampeded into a major commitment? I shall oppose the original motion because it is a commitment of the convention.
Original motion is called for. I think it'll take more than the time you have to do it, but we'll try.
Just one paragraph of it.
Just the substance of it. If there are further questions, you'll ask Dr. Angel.
In the light of the great need for additional hospital beds and the express willingness of the people with substantial means to finance the project, the Miami Baptist Association voted to undertake to raise a minimum of $300 million for the building. I'm sorry. $3 million. For the building and the equipment.
equipping of a general hospital and to request the Southern Baptist Convention through its hospital board to accept and the ownership and the management of the hospital. And in substance, that's it. No $3 million, as this brother spoke over here. We don't have $3 million to put into missions. We aren't going to raise $3 million. This $3 million isn't acceptable. I don't think it was fair to bring up a Jacksonville hospital by my beloved brother Louis Newton. That doesn't have any bearing on this proposition at all. Now, brethren, we don't want to stampede the convention. You've got another year. You vote on it again next year. You can turn us down next year if you don't want to. If you turn us down now, you lose us the chance to get started with $500,000 and the property site for it and the enthusiasm. We want your blessing. We don't want your money. It isn't going to cost you 1 cent of money. We're going to raise the money to build a hospital. It's giving to the Southern Baptist Convention a $3 million hospital, not asking you for any money. I just do hope that you won't sit down on us now.
Brother Conrad Willard has 1 minute. Brethren, you don't get the question for calling for it like that. Question has been properly called for. Will you order the previous question? As many as favor ordering the previous question. That's your original question, you understand? Will indicate it by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed will say no.
No.
The previous question is ordered, which is the original question you're thinking about.
Brother President, may I ask a question? If this convention votes affirmatively, does that commit us on the first of the two actions?
It commits us on the first of the two actions. The matter will be brought back to the convention next year in accordance with the business and financial plan. Question is called for. As many as favor the adoption of the motion, will let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed will say no.
No.
It is so ordered. Recognize the chairman of the order of business. We've gotten so far away, let's find out where we are.
We have used all of our time for the election of officers as well as miscellaneous business. I'm sure it's going to be a great disappointment to the photographers, but we shall have the election of officers as indicated on your program at 4:30 this afternoon.
Question. Just a moment, Brother Chairman.
Make that a small
We would have to extend, of course, the session this afternoon sufficient time to elect the officers because they must be elected on the second day of the convention, and I so move.
Motion is made that the Will you please give me room, Brother Bummel?
I was just going to ask.
Just give me a little room. The motion is made that we postpone the election of officers until 4:30 this afternoon. Is there a second?
Second.
As many as favors postponement, will let it be known by saying aye.
And concerning you?
Any opposed will say no. Chair is in doubt. Many ask favor the postponement.
I ask a question concerning
of the motion. We're voting now. What is your question?
I wanted to ask, does that mean that there'll be no miscellaneous business today?
We're not concerned about miscellaneous business now, Brother Bullman. We're concerned about the election of officers. If you favor the postponement of the election of officers until 4:30 this afternoon, will you please stand to your feet? Secretaries will take note. You may be seated. As many as of contrary mind, will you rise to your feet? Postponement of officers, I believe we can say, is carried until 4:30 this afternoon.
May I ask a question, Doctor?
Question?
I want to ask a question. Will there be any place in today's program for the miscellaneous business?
You'll please consult the chairman of the order of business, and they'll make such recommendations as they see wise and fit.
I would also like to ask another question.
Let's have it.
I wish to ask a question concerning an interpretation of a matter in the Constitution so as to know whether or not I'll be out of order in doing something I'd like to do.
When you come with it, we'll tell you.
The Committee on Committees. The Committee on Committees will meet immediately in the check room to my right of the platform, W.O. Vaught, Chairman, and James Sutherland of Mississippi has been appointed a member of that committee to take the place of the brother who's not here.
Next order of business is the report of our Sunday School Board. I now recognize Dr. Sullivan.
Thank you, Dr.
Mr. President and friends, you'll find the printed report of the Sunday School Board on pages 126 to 160 of the Book of Reports. In order to get it before this body, I move the adoption of the report as presented, including the two recommendations offered at the close of the report.
Mr. Chairman?
You've heard the motion and second. Let me go further to say that 1 hour is set aside for this board report. The first 30 minutes is a film presentation of the board's life, work, and ministry. It's designed to give you an intimate glimpse of the board's work and to let you visit within its halls in Nashville. So 30 minutes now will be really taking you to Nashville to feel the pulse of the Sunday School Board's life and work. We'll see the picture at this time.
Say that everything that is in
church music. Obviously, we cannot measure the music of the church with the same aesthetic and cultural standards we measure the music outside the church. We must have a very different measurement, and that measurement is that of spiritual quality.
Isn't this fun? I do so much, I must say, a ton. But my heart is light, and my head is light. They got that way as my tummy got tighter.
If you'll let me say that, feeling perhaps that our churches would like to use this film in some showing in the churches, we've had enough copies prepared to place them in the bookstores, and they are available without rent. You simply have to schedule them with the bookstore manager, and they are available to you at any time the manager might schedule the film. The balance of our time this morning is to be given to the consideration of the two recommendations which are published in your book of reports, page 159 and 160. If you'll turn to those pages, we will deal with these recommendations in the order in which they appear. And then if there is additional time, we'll allow and any questions from the floor about any phase of the board's report or life or work of ministry, and we'll happily answer any question that you might like to ask. The first recommendation, which is brought to the convention by the Sunday School Board in its official action, is listed under recommendations as recommendation number one. May I read that recommendation at this time? Pursuant to the appropriate requirements of convention procedure, the Sunday School Board of the Southern Baptist Convention submits the following recommendation. Whereas the Southern Baptist Convention, in Article 11 of the Business and Financial Plan,
directs each agency of the convention to, quote, set up as soon as possible a reserve for contingencies to provide for deficiencies that may occur, either through decreased receipts or through emergencies or both, end quote. And whereas the convention also reserves to itself the right to approve, quote, the maximum amount of contingency reserve of any agency. And whereas after full discussion and investigation, the executive committee and the board of this agency have determined that the reserve to be set up by this agency should be in an amount which is the equivalent of that needed for the operation of the Sunday School Board for a period of 3 months. Now, therefore, it is recommended to the 1956 session of the Southern Baptist Convention that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that the Southern Baptist Convention approve as the maximum amount of the reserve of the Sunday School Board of the Southern Baptist Convention for contingencies to provide for deficits that may occur, either through decreased receipts or through emergencies or both, an amount which is the equivalent of that needed for the operation of the Sunday School Board for a period of 3 months. Mr. President, to get this before the body for discussion and questions, I would like to move the adoption of recommendation number one.
Is there a second?
Motion.
Motion's made and second. Recommendation number one be adopted. Matter of extreme emergency, we're told. Dr. Burton.
Reverend Clifton, Reverend Clifton Malone, please report to the registration desk. Reverend Clifton Malone, an extreme emergency.
Thank you, Dr. Sullivan.
I wonder if there are any questions that the floor would like to ask concerning this recommendation. We have spent months, along with our attorneys, our auditors, our business people, our board members, our executive committee, to try to determine what we would think would be a sound and sane formula for setting up this contingency reserve required by this convention. And since this convention has never named an amount that the Sunday School Board should have in the contingency reserve, it seemed to us that the best way to calculate it would be to determine what the last depression did to us. So we studied the last depression, calculated it as carefully and mathematically as we knew how, and it seems in the light of our experience back in the early 30s that it would require an amount equal to approximately 3 months of operating expenses of the Sunday School Board to weather any economic catastrophe that might strike our nation, and we know historically that they do appear periodically, and we're simply trying to get a systematic way to prepare for that day if it is inevitable. If there are questions, we'll be happy to answer. Yes. Let me ask Dr. Gillum to come to the microphone. He's the one at the Sunday School Board who deals with this. The question is asked, how much would that involve in dollars and cents according to the present operation of the Sunday School Board and its costs and so forth? Dr. Gillum.
Mr. President,
that total would amount to $4,324,960.02. It might be of interest to the convention to know that in 1934, which was the last depression that affected adversely the Sunday School Board, that we had outstanding on our books owed to the board by the churches, by individuals in the churches, 32% of our net sales for that year. If that should be projected to our present business, it would mean that our receivables, our unpaid bills, would amount to, that is to us, $6,266.37. Let me state, Mr. Chairman, it's very difficult perhaps for some of our people to realize that we must consider things in relative fashion rather than amount when you deal with the Sunday School Board, because it's very difficult for some of the people who are not breast to breast with it to realize the cost of operation. Just meeting the expenses of the Sunday School Board in a day-by-day operation every operating day last year cost just a little bit under $70,000 a day just to meet our bills. And you can see how necessary it is to have reserves that are sufficient to take care of an economic readjustment through which we would have to go. And if you see what happened at the last depression, if we had the same thing to happen this time, there would be more than $6 million owed to us by the churches that they could not pay immediately. And we'd have to have some way of weathering a period there of readjustment in order to make the board stable. That's the reason for this recommendation, and the reason it's on a relative basis rather than a dollar value.
Is there further discussion? Not as many as favor the adoption of recommendation number one. Will you let it be known by saying aye? Any opposed of contrary mind will say no. It is so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, the second recommendation is also on page 159 at the bottom, and we'll read it and spend whatever time you'd like to in discussing it and answering any questions. We have no planned addresses concerning it, but simply to try to get the matter before you. This concerns the request for name change of the Sunday School Board. Pursuant to the appropriate requirements of convention procedure, the Sunday School Board of the Southern Baptist Convention submits the following recommendation. Whereas it is desirable that the name of an agency should indicate its activities, and whereas the Southern Baptist Convention has either directly assigned to or authorized this board to undertake other projects, so that the work of this agency encompasses many activities which cannot properly be designated as Sunday school work, all such activities being, however, authorized by the charter of incorporation of this board, and whereas after full discussion and investigation, the executive committee of the board of this agency have decided that the name of this agency should be changed to, quote, the Board of Education and Publication of the Southern Baptist Convention, end quote, as being properly descriptive of its work and activities. Now, therefore, be it recommended to the 1956 session of the Southern Baptist Convention that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that, first, the name of the Sunday School Board of the Southern Baptist Convention be changed to the Board of Education and Publication of the Southern Baptist Convention, and two, the Sunday School Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, acting through its officers, be authorized to make application to the Secretary of State of the State of Tennessee for an amendment to its corporate charter so as to change the name from its present style of the Sunday School Board of the Southern Baptist Convention so as to be the Board of Education and Publication of the Southern Baptist Convention. And to get that before the body for discussion, I move its adoption, Mr. President.
Motion is made and seconded that this recommendation be adopted. It's open for discussion.
Let me state, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to give just one or two statements by way of background information, and then we'll try to answer any questions that you might like to ask. It is, of course, our hope and desire that the convention at this particular session might be able to grant this authorization. If, however, after discussion and the presentation of the information we have, you feel that further time is demanded, and you would like to ask the committee of committees of this body or the president to appoint a special committee that can make an objective study, I'd like for you to know in advance that it would meet with our wholehearted approval if that's the will and the wish of this body. We would, however, like to lay before you the facts now, and if you are agreeable to it, we would hope that this authorization could be granted today. Let me state first of all the spirit in which this is brought. You have noticed that there has been no high pressure propaganda program to get the convention to adopt this recommendation. This is the type of recommendation that, if it cannot come from the heart of the people when they have all the facts in hand, should not be approved. I want that to be clearly understood. It isn't our effort and plan and purpose to try to sell the convention on this idea. We're simply trying to bring a factual, dispassionate presentation with no high pressure and not even with insistence, but with a unanimous recommendation of our board. The occasion for this request actually goes back to a constant stream of letters and requests that were coming to my desk as executive secretary from all over the convention asking that consideration be given to this matter. Especially was that true with training union workers. For instance, when the training union department of the Sunday School Board was referred to, it seemed to imply that training union was a part of Sunday school work. The same has been true of the choir organizations. The same has been true of the Baptist student work and others who feel that the title of the organization, the name of the organization, should take their existence into account, if at all possible. And because of that constant request, that were coming, I took the matter to our board for consideration. They were very deliberate and as objective as possible. They set up a committee that spent 6 months, a committee of five men, along with the president and chairman of the executive committee of seven of our board members, to study this matter. 6 months was given to consideration of one item. That was this: what are the legal aspects, and is it wise to undertake a name change even if a better name can be found? We realize the seriousness of trying to change the name of an institution that's known around the world. And the printed materials of the Sunday School Board last year went into all 48 states and 66 foreign countries. And it isn't easy to undertake a name change of an institution that's known and loved and revered and respected around the world. And the board wanted to analyze that particular thing. The question was, should we continue like the Santa Fe Railroad? They are still the Santa Fe Railroad, but they never got to Santa Fe. We've laughed about the Walnut Street Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky, that's down at the corner of 3rd and St. Catherine. Well, we're at least as well named as that church and that railroad. But the name was given in the beginning when the Sunday school work was the only area of an educational program in the local church, which is the area assigned to this agency. Well, 6 months was given to that. Is it legally possible, and would it be wise to undertake it? At the end of that period of 6 months, they were unanimous in feeling that it was wise to proceed to try to find a name that would suit the institution. As they discussed every conceivable approach, there were two words that were inescapable if the institution was to have a name that was appropriate. First was the word publication. Historically and primarily, the Sunday School Board is a publishing house of religious materials to interpret the Bible and to hold forth the Word of God on the printed page to the peoples and churches around the world. That's historically true. For a period of 10 years, the Sunday School Board did only two things that were assigned to it by the convention. One was to print Sunday school materials, and the other was to gather statistics. And those two assignments have finally evolved into the two departments of work that we call the Sunday School Department and the Department of Survey, Statistics, and Information. But I don't think you could describe the Sunday School Board adequately without remembering that its main historic function has been to propagate the Word of God on the printed page around the world. So it seems that that would be fixed. Then in finding the other side of the board's life, the word education seemed inescapable. The word education actually began to be a ministry of the Sunday School Board when B.W. Spillman came to the Sunday School Board in 1901 to teach the people how to use Sunday school materials that were produced by this agency. And from that later came the training union department, later came the music department, later came the Baptist student department, and others were added. there was an adjective sought that might describe the area of education that's assigned to the Sunday School Board. But this is a thing that we must keep in mind if we're to have the facts before us. The name of an institution does not determine its function, but should describe its function. What an institution does is determined by two things, and the name is not either one of them. What an institution is and does is determined by its charter, and this body controls the charter of the Sunday School Board. It's controlled in the second place by the assignments that are made to it by this convention, and this body controls the assignments and responsibilities and functions of the agency. So with the changing of name, nothing else is changed or can be changed without the specific authorization or command or approval of this body. Because the charter is fixed and the assignments are fixed, and those will remain the same even if a new name is given. But in trying to describe the area of education, lest someone might think that we were getting over into the total education field rather than the area of religious education assigned to us, they tried to find an adjective. There were three adjectives suggested. One suggested that we use the word Board of Church Education. That had in it some very favorable things, because actually that's our area, to work through the state conventions with the churches in the development and furtherance of their church educational programs. But we ran into this queer turn of it. Someone said, well, what if a critic were to say that you were trying to educate the churches? Well, that's not the function of the institution at all. And so we couldn't use the word Board of Church Education lest someone misinterpret. Someone suggested the Board of Christian Education, but that suggests to the Baptist mind the level of the Baptist colleges, and we're not in that area at all. Someone else suggested the Board of Religious Education, which perhaps came nearer to it than any of the rest of them, and yet there were some difficulties. You have this problem with Board of Religious Education or Board of Church Education. You would have in the title Christian and Baptist or Religious and Baptist. That's like saying tooth dentist. If a thing is Baptist, it ought to be Christian. If it's Baptist, it ought to be religious, and yet in the title, you'd have both of them.